Hey everyone, it's Beth and Billy Joe with Instructional Tech, and you're listening to Tech This Out. Nope, it's not Tech This Out, guys. What's the podcast name?
Welcome to Let's Talk Ed Tech. Elkhart instructional coaches discuss their favorite topics, have hot tip throwdowns, and bring their insight to teaching and learning using technology. Beth, Billy Joe, Holly, and other special guests dive deep into how to best use these tools in your classroom.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Joe.
Yep. And I'm Beth.
Yeah, that's Beth. Thanks for tuning in. This is our next episode. We're super excited to have all of you as listeners. Today, we want to talk about Google Chat.
Yes.
And
Google
Gmail.
Chat versus email.
And the relationship between those two.
Yep. One's better than the other, but we don't have to say which one.
Yeah. So why would you want to maybe use Google Chat?
Yeah, I like my email. You're telling me I have to learn something new? Like Google Chat? What is that?
Yeah, it's not really something new to learn. It's like a really...
Is it something I have to download?
Nope. It's right in your Gmail app.
Right there?
Or on your Gmail webpage.
Wow. That's so nice.
So on the left side of your webpage, if you look at the little icons, those are chat icons under the inbox.
Wow.
Yeah. And so chat is like text messaging via Google.
Oh, that's nice.
And so you just put in that email that you would actually email, the email address. So if I wanted to email you, I'm going to search for you right there in chat. And I'm going to send you a request because we've never chatted before. So then you're going to get a notification. What color do you think that is?
The notification?
Yeah.
Well, I want it to be pink, but it's probably not pink. Is it green?
Nope.
Oh, it's not green? I really thought it was green. Is it blue?
It's red.
Oh.
This is like red, and it'll have a number, how many, like... messages you have, kind of like in your email, you know, gives you that
number. All notification, I feel like color is red. I should have known, but it's okay.
So you see that little color on those icons in your Gmail, and you're like, oh, look, I have a chat. So the first time I send you one, you're going to have to actually...
Approve the chat, right?
Yeah, because if somebody's chatting you, you don't want to...
Yeah, we don't want any strangers in our chat.
That's right, stranger danger.
So then the purpose of chat over email, number one, I think, is urgency, right? Like, if I'm sending an email, usually emails are not, like, when I look at my emails, it's not urgent. Like, it's urgent within a day, but it's not, like, minutes that I'm checking my email every minute. But if I, if someone Google chats me, I look at that way more than I do email.
Right. So if I'm on my way to a meeting and I'm running a few minutes late, I want to Google chat you and say, hey, I'm running a few minutes late, not email you.
Yep. No. Chat. Yeah, chat is the way to go. And I feel like those, you see those notifications right there in the chat, and it's like, I know for me, the chat pops up on my phone way better than the email pops up.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in, like, the Gmail app, like, maybe on your mobile device, those chats will be actually at the bottom.
Yeah. But you know, I have that Gmail on my phone.
You do?
I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Sometimes it's hard separating yourself from your email.
Yeah. So chat is, like, a little speech bubble kind of icon.
Yeah.
And also a really neat thing is you can have more than one person in your chat. So you get, like, a group chat.
Yes.
So if you have...
Hint, hint, PLCs, you know?
Well, actually, I have a better solution for PLCs.
Oh, what? Tell me.
Google Chat also has Google Spaces. And
Spaces
is very much like chat, but like on steroids, because it not only has a chat feature, but you can share files.
And tasks.
You can create tasks.
You can create tasks within your space. Yeah.
So if me and my PLC team are in this space, and somebody has... I don't know, it's going to create a resource. You can share it right
like
here.
Like a CFA. Someone creates maybe a CFA. You can put it right in the
files.
Files, yep.
And
you can assign tasks
assign
right
a task.
There too.
And I did that task, so I can check it as
complete. And you can search within your space.
That's
so let's say I shared a CFA in my PLC, in my chat group, in my chat space. And I'm looking for that instead of hunting through my email or hunting through my Google Drive, which is probably very unorganized and messy, which... you know, my Google Drive is. I know yours is not, but we can't all be so organized like you, Billy Joe. But
that's true.
You can just search in your space, and it is searching within there. So that's really nice.
And I've used that many times, and sometimes just a keyword. Oh, I remember when we were talking about a blog article about math. So I could type in blog article math, and it's going to bring up all relevance.
That's so nice.
I know.
And you can name your space. So maybe like we have a space called Instructional Tech, and you can put an emoji there, you know?
Yeah, so you could call it your PLC team, or you could have like a really quirky name.
Yeah. Who knows? Fun. Virtual water cooler.
Yeah, definitely. That's hilarious. So I think.
Or wait, I have one more. Chamber of Secrets.
Oh. Okay. You got any more going?
Nope. Those were the other two.
Okay.
Oh, the Three Amigos. You know, if you have a chat, a space with three people, Three Amigos.
Yeah, that's better than the Three Stooges.
Oh, yep. That would be better.
So. Google Chat is very easy to access. It's right there wherever you're at in Gmail, on your app Gmail or on the web Gmail.
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing, reason why it's better than email. You know when you're, like, emailing someone and then they, you know, have this idea, so they're emailing you, and then they have another idea, so they email you again, and then you respond to their email, but then they have a third idea, and they send a new email, and now you have, like, a conversation with this person in two different emails.
Oh, yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
It does, but in chat.
In chat, it's all in one space.
And guess what else it does
what?
Now?
Tell me.
It kind of gives like a little summary
of
the conversation.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. It's strange.
So let's say you're in a group of three or four people, and two of those people are on prep, and they're having this conversation back and forth, but you've been teaching, and then you pick up your phone later in the day, and you notice there's like 15
back and forth, you know.
You don't have to actually read through all of those because chat and spaces will summarize the conversation.
It is not always right.
It's not.
But it does a creepily good job at it. Creepily, yeah. It's strange.
Yeah, but it is a nice time saver.
That's true. So, we do love it. Even though it's creepy, it's effective.
All right, so Google Chat, Google Spaces, it's easy to use.
Yep.
If you've not been using it, start using it. It's amazing.
Yep. And use it maybe with just like one person and then see how you like it.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Google Chat me.
And then let's go into what's making us happy.
Yeah, what's making you happy? I'll tell you one thing first.
Okay.
I just learned about a site. It's not a new site. I'm just new to the story here. It's called 99math.com.
Oh, yeah.
You know it?
Yep.
Oh, I was so excited.
It is
like,
fun.
Your students can practice fact fluency. I was like, oh my goodness, I would have loved this when I was teaching third grade.
Yeah.
So guess what? I right away shared it with my former third grade team.
Awesome, awesome. So what's making me happy is GimKit has a new game mode. Right now, GimKit has a lot of different game modes that you had to pay for, which is annoying. However, they have a new one that's free. And it kind of lets the kids roam around. They can answer questions. And if they don't answer questions, then they can't walk around. They do more. But I make it sound like it's not that cool. But students really like it.
And
it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning into our podcast.
Yep.
We can't wait to talk to you next time.
And make sure you like and subscribe.
That's right. Peace out.
Or like and follow.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk EdTech. If you liked this, please be sure to subscribe in your podcast player. You can also find us at pd.elkhart.k12.in.us. We've got resources, links to our other channels, and a lot of other good stuff for you to check out.